Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where it's market analysis time now. Yesterday, I visited with Christy Van Aan Cheeseth of Van Aan and Company about the lack of response to the markets over the weekend bombing of nuclear facilities in Iran.
I just think it's really tough right now. You know, when you talk about these outside markets, Iran did fire back. Looks like maybe two bases of U.S. and Qatar in Iraq, but it does sound like they gave prior knowledge to those countries, at least Qatar, before they hit them. And I think that that's where the market is saying, okay, like this was kind of just, hey, we're going to save face, but we don't want this to be too disastrous. And so I do think that's where you're looking at the market getting a little bit of a pullback saying, hey, we don't feel like this is going to escalate much more. I think it was stated that the U.S. said as long as there was no casualties, it would not be further escalating it or firing back anything. Now, everything can change. We know that. It's fluid. But I think the market kind of viewed this as, you know, Iran got its little chance to come back at us, and then we're going to move forward and hopefully negotiate. And so I think that's how crude oil is reacting to it. But like I said, so many moving parts. I think the big question is, do you see Russia or China get involved? And if you do see them start to get involved or be a little bit more vocal about the situation, that's where I think the market will really start to pay attention. And so far, we haven't seen a ton. You know, obviously you have Russia standing up for Iran, kind of that same situation, China saying peace is the answer. We all know kind of how China goes with peace. So it'll be interesting to see moving forward, but I think that's why you had that muted response to the bombing.
Obviously, oil and fertilizer production, urea, a major component of what's going on in that part of the world. Other than that, I mean, we've got good crops here. We got beneficial rains. We had a terrible tragedy in the tornadoes and derecho-type winds that went through here, some crop damage. But this 2025 crop is basically in pretty good shape, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I've taken multiple trips down to southern Minnesota just for various things, my daughter's softball events, and so and just some other reasons needing to be down there. And they are behind. Like around here, you are behind on this crop. But you know, you're 90s to 100 degrees. Obviously, it only gets to, you know, so beneficial, but you do have that heat up coming, and that's exactly what this crop needs. And so it seems like nothing is really perfect in any area, but they keep getting what they need to get. I mean, I guess you could say maybe Iowa. I've heard so great things about Iowa. I will be down there in about 3 weeks to be able to get a good look at it. And so I'm really interested to see how it looks. But I just think that the crop is doing good. It's not great. But when it's good enough. And when you continue to see a lot of areas forecasted for rain, it makes it extremely difficult for this market to do anything. We'll get managed money here this afternoon. Typically it's out on Fridays. It was pushed back because of commitment of freight, or it was pushed back because of the holiday last week. And so we'll see how that goes as well. We know that managed money up to this point has been aggressive sellers of the corn market. I think that's playing a role in it as well. There has been some talks about maybe a ring of fire, a dome setting up and causing some dry areas. But overall, nothing really all that aggressive that we're seeing at this point. And therefore, it's just not giving any reason for these markets to really push higher. I do think that, you know, 1 week from now, we have a very, very important crop report. We only get two sets of data out of this crop report. We get updated acres and we get quarterly grain stocks. But those two sets of data are so important to this market and really sets the tone moving forward. And so, you know, I was really hoping we could see a little bit of a boost to get some corn marketing done prior to that report. But the way the market is acting today, we might not have that chance before then.
All right. Christy, how do folks get a hold of you for marketing advice?
You can call us at 1-800-648-5494.
Christy Van Aan Cheeseth, Van Aan and Company in Alexandria. This is Inside Agriculture. Time for the weather forecast. Another beautiful day.